deposit available for a limited time, you can get into your own home with startpointhomes.com.au.
Well, this next guest is one of our faves. You know him from all these hits. I mean, the montage could have gone all morning. And he's also a part of this huge album, The Artists Unite for Fire. Went to number one on the charts. Despite what we're going through, people still supporting this great concept, obviously from the huge concert, Artists Unite for Fire. It's Guy Sebastian, available to stream and download now. And you can catch Guy's Together at Home session as well. He's doing a live session on his Instagram today, guys, at noon. So that's something to look out for, Fief.
Yeah, we're checking in on our mates as they're in ISO. How are you going, Guy?
I'm good. I'm just a bit over a week in, and so I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
What's a day like in the Sebastian household at the moment, Guy, with the boys? Are you a good homeschooler? What are you doing?
It's made me massively appreciate teachers. Like, they are absolute angels, and their patience is insane. I mean, it's pretty, like, our kids are 8 and 6, so it's pretty relentless. Like, you can't really leave them. And so homeschooling is a pretty hands-on thing. And I've done a little bit of it, and then Jules has been kind of taking the reins. But yeah, I mean, it's just full on, because she's trying to work too. Jules is writing a book and she's trying to do stuff but it's just it's a crazy time, so we're all just doing our bit to band together and stay positive. And you know, I'm in a house that we built not too long ago, so it definitely could be worse, you know. So
yeah, it's a great house. I've seen it on Instagram. I'd be want to be bunkered down with you too at your house. It'd be amazing.
Well, I think it's causing us to learn things about ourselves. It's a great equalizer, you know. I ordered toilet paper, 1/8 pack on Woolworths, and it didn't come. Because we're all in the same boat. It's a great equaliser of humanity, and you know, whether you're a celebrity on radio or whatever, or you know, someone working down at the shops, we're all in this together, and it's a great. I think it's a great thing that just remind us that we're all equal, and we've got to be there for each other.
Now, mate, I've seen you on your Instagram. You've been watching a few shows. You watched the PM and Andrew the other night. I reckon you might have had a few froffies when you posted that one.
I've got this, Bev. Here we go. Here's Guy on his Instagram.
Yeah, Andrew, it would be great if we could just hear. Andrew. Andrew, if. And. Andrew.
Oh, yes. after the PM, it's good seeing the PM in boss mode sometimes. You know, he comes across so nice, but he's sometimes just got to, you know, control the room. It's good. It's very good. But how are you guys coping?
We're okay.
We're all separated at the moment, guys. So yeah. Fev's at his house. I'm at my house. Byron's in the studio. But like you said, this is the great equalizer. We're all going through the same thing. Mm. Some people obviously don't
really
than others, but we're all doing the right thing, which is isolating.
Now, Guy,
I think Fev especially. I mean, I've been trying to get him to self-isolate for. I mean, he can spread a lot of worse things than just coronavirus. So.
Now, Guy, I reckon if the Carlton Footy Club had tried to self-isolate me after games back in the early 2000s, I'd probably still be playing footy.
Exactly.
That's a very good point.
But I'm on today on a live Instagram thing it's called Global Citizens, and they've teamed up with the World Health Organization to sort of get artists together and to spread the message of staying home. And so I'm doing a concert, like a live little concert, and down in my foyer. I've got my grand piano there, and I'm going to be jumping on and doing a little bit of a sing-song. So, for people who are at home, stuck at home, or homeschooling, and want a little early lunch break, 12 o'clock.
We'll be watching. Yeah, I love this. This is at Guy Sebastian. Let's all watch that at noon. Instagram at Guy Sebastian. Just a last-minute request, a potential song to add to the set list, Guy, if you'd be open to it. Are you ready for this? So, obviously, we've been working hard on these hand-washing songs. You need to wash your hands for a certain amount of time and sing a song. We thought we'd use one of your hits, and this is potentially a hand-washing Guy Sebastian song for you to consider. We don't want to spread corona. This is what we got to do. Wash your hands with soap and water. Keep them clean is what we ask of you. What do you reckon?
Wow, that's brilliant.
He just said it was brilliant. Thief, that's going to go to Leon and Mikey's heads, isn't it?
Yeah,
he just said it's brilliant.
It should. Oh, right.
Seriously,
catchy.
I could tell you guys have had too much time at home.
There's a lot
you
of
know
spare
what,
time.
12 o'clock, just
I'll
play that
it
set.
In today. I'll work it into choir today.
All right, there we go. So you've just heard that first, and that is proof you've said that on air, Guy. We will send you the lyrics, and Guy will try and incorporate that song into his concert today. Wow, that's at midday. At Guy Sebastian on Instagram. Take care of yourself, mate.
One other thing. Can I plug one thing?
Yeah.
Because I think it's a great thing that people shouldn't forget. We've obviously come... The bushfires have been, sort of pushed to the back of people's minds for obvious reasons. But we've just the bushfire relief CD that Sony's put out has gone number one this week. And so it's just a reminder to people to have a listen to that one, because it's all of our live performances that we did at the release concert, and it's all put on a CD. All the proceeds are going to the Sony Foundation, and they're helping young people who are affected by the bushfires. And also one other thing, The Voice. We're in full swing, and they've asked me to obviously remind people that is still on as well. That we've had to pause everything, and it's all kind of put on hold, because obviously I was in LA. I was meant to come back and film, but then found out that 2 weeks isolation and all that sort of stuff. And then Kelly's over there, and George is flying back, so it's all in a bit of disarray, and we're obviously awaiting, news as it changes. But so far the plan is to keep filming this, and incredible. We've filmed half of it, and it's incredible. And so hopefully it'll be on soon, and we'll update you.
Good on you, Guy. There's lots to get Thanks, through mate. There, mate. We appreciate it. That is a great push as well for the Artists Unite for Fire album that is available now. Let's play Guy Sebastian and be watching him at noon. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, see you soon.
You're listening to Highlights of Fifi, Bev and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To hear the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
One of the biggest questions, the biggest queries that seems to be going unanswered by the government at the moment is what do we do with property, whether you're a renter, whether you're paying mortgages, if you're a small business and you've got all these overheads and you're paying rent on a business that's now closed. People are still wondering, are we going to get rent relief? Is there going to be mortgage, a halt on mortgage payments? And until we get there, until we get some guidance from the government, we do have on the line the president of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria, Leah Kalner. Now, thank you for joining us, Leah.
Morning, guys.
Leah, I guess I'd like to start by asking you, one, do you have an understanding of what is going to happen to people who are renting at the moment? But also, what are your? Do you have any advice for landlords and renters at the moment?
Yeah, advice has been very slim coming from the government, whether it be state or federal. And to be completely frank, Consumer Affairs, who are the regulator of the real estate industry, have been silent. So we haven't heard anything from them, and that's really disappointing, because there's a large portion of the population that rent privately. My advice is, we know something is coming. We were told it was coming last week. We were told it was coming last night. And now we understand it might be coming on Friday. So, again, we're not sure. But my advice out there is to just keep the lines of communication open. If you have had a situation where you've had reduced hours or lost your job, be on the front foot and call the property manager and call your landlord and say what's going on. Propose payment plans. Because we, as I said, we know something is coming. We just don't know what it is.
Now, the thing that's coming, hopefully, is that the government and the banks just stop rent, stop mortgages. And if they did that, because you'd get a lot of callers from rental people, from people that own houses, that have mortgages. If we had that relief for a month or two, everyone would just take a deep breath, and it'd be a weight off everyone's shoulders.
Yeah, absolutely. There needs to be support and financial support for both renters and landlords, because whilst there will certainly be a portion of the population that will experience rental stress, there'll be equally the same portion of population that the landlords that experience mortgage stress.
Leah, we've been contacted by a few people. We've gotten emails, and we are trying to help whoever we can with advice. And I guess you're the right person to ask. For instance, we've been given received an email from one of our listeners, Dave. Now, his partner is 34 weeks pregnant. He's lost his job. They're currently living in Melton. Now, as of last night, they've received a warrant of possession because they've fallen behind in rent payments. They've been told they've got to get out by the 30th of March. Now, they're in self-isolation, so they can't go out to look for properties. The real estate agent has said there's nothing they can do. What is your advice for people in a situation like Dave where they're being asked to leave but they can't? What should they do?
There are plenty of government assistance agencies out there. So I would encourage Dave or anyone else who falls into these situations to get on the phone and contact the Salvation Army, the different director of housing organisations. There are so many funding available options for people in these situations. It's just people don't realise. So, and often the property manager and the real estate agent doesn't know. But we also need to, there are often other circumstances. So this is a very unfortunate one. It's probably a little bit of bad timing, but we will potentially see situations where owners need to serve notice to vacate on tenants because they need to move back into the property because their circumstances might have changed.
Wow.
Right.
So there's going to be a real cross-section of scenarios happening. And like you guys said earlier, we kind of all just need to take a breath and go, okay, we're in this together. We'll get through it together. We just need to catch our breath.
What's happened to the people, say, that are having an auction from now obviously the auctions aren't on. These people aren't going to sell their houses. They've gone and bought another house or living in another property. Is there any way to do a virtual sort of auction that no one's going to be buying?
Yeah, so I probably put this out to all of your listeners. Auctions can still continue. There are numerous online platforms, and in fact, I was out at an office last night seeing how they run it. So people can register to bid on the property. You can still log in and be a spectator. The vendor can still see. The agent can run the auction from either their office or potentially the location of the property or their own home if they're in self-isolation. You don't have the risk of potentially putting your hand up and buying a property inadvertently because, it doesn't happen like that. But auctions will still continue because there will still be people that need to sell, people that need to buy, people who need to rent, and people who need to lease.
Well, Leah, thank you so much for giving us some clarity in this situation. As you said, that's slim pickings at the moment because the government haven't given you much clarity. So thank you for your time. We really appreciate that. And I just got a message. This might actually be helpful to anybody because I think one of my family members did lose his job 2 days ago and the credit union have frozen mortgage payments for 6 months. So,
that's a fantastic move.
Isn't that fantastic?
Done. Wow, so, all right.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Boxy, the Sea Shepherd, which is the Ocean Warriors, they get out in the ocean and they look after and protect our animal life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they've done is there's a boat out there and it's called the Ocean Warrior and they've nicknamed it, the crew's nicknamed it Fifi. Which is a name the crew has given to the Ocean Warrior because it's got massive water cannons. It's short for what they technically would call big firefighting, big boat. It's regarded as a cute name, which is you little cutie.
Cutie, yeah.
The water cannons are massive. Yep. They've got a true monster and pack serious punch.
You made that clear.
Being able to deliver 20,000 litres of milk, per minute.
That's a lot of milk.
For the poachers. The cannon itself is taller than most people and is powered by one of the Ocean Warriors 4,000 horsepower main engines, effectively making the horsepower big super soaker cannons. If there's anything ever that's been named by you, they have hit the nail on the head.
101.9 The Fox.
Yeah, we want to check in on our mate and see how he's going in isolation. Dr. Chris Brown, how are you, Chris?
Look, I'm coping. Energy levels are high. Frustration levels haven't quite reached a peak. But thankfully, I've got you guys to talk to and alleviate some of that boredom.
I know. Now, can we just talk, Chris, can we talk about the project for a second? Because that was extraordinary. Last night you were hosting by yourself in the studio. Can you explain to anyone who hasn't seen the project how that's running at the moment?
So the idea is that the guys in the studio in Melbourne must maintain their social distancing of a metre and a half. Now, there's normally four people on the desk, but with the distance you can only have three. So the fourth person has to be in a different studio. Last
That's
night
called the bench
in Sydney. on the entire desk to myself, the entire studio to myself, no audience, not even a cameraman. They set the camera just on the tripod with just aimed at me. And I just had to essentially stay in the one spot. It's the strangest thing. There is no noise. The only buzz in the studio is from one light that was making a strange noise. It's so bizarre, but you do get used to it. And I guess it is kind of the new normal.
Now you know how I feel, Doc, when I was sitting in the tok-toki, just talking to a camera.
Yeah. back in those days. But, yeah, I mean, you sort of, it's harder to take it personally when you say something and just no one responds. I mean, this is
what I do on this show. It's amazing. Has been,
Fev just, gets that a lot, yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Now, Doc, at this time when we're all ISOing, why is it important right now to foster or adopt a pet?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting one, this. And if we're like a lot of other countries that have gone into a more extreme lockdown, then animal shelters tend to close. And that's certainly been the case in the US and also through Europe. So they have a lot of animals there. They've been overrun over the last few months with people surrendering, dogs and cats especially. So, look, the idea is that, you know, if we are going into self-isolation, which is obviously being encouraged, that it'd be nice to have a friend. It makes this time a little less lonely. So you should really think about potentially fostering a dog or a cat, or if you've been thinking about it and you're ready for it, then you can adopt as well. But it's just something that really would help out shelters, but also it's also helping out yourself. It's really giving you something to focus on other than, you know, trying out DIY projects around the house or boring yourself with looking at exactly what Fev's been up to around the house.
Hasn't been much, mate. It's been the couch and Netflix.
It's so true, though, Chris. What a great tip. Get off Instagram. Stop watching social media.
That's what I wanted to know.
Well, there's a bit of a delay on the line. But, yeah, no, you're right, Fief. Get off Instagram if you can.
Now, thank you for the tip about our pets. We've got to look after our pets at this time, Dr. Chris. And also going for the walks can be a bit difficult. But I want to go talk about you for a second. You have been in hospital this week. What happened for people who don't know?
I mean, not the perfect time to end up in a hospital emergency department, but on Sunday afternoon, I decided to attempt a bit of my own DIY around the garden.
Oh,
and
no.
Pruned this plant that had been asking for it for weeks, to be honest. And so I attacked it with some shears, and in the process, I cut it, and the one of the stems spurted a sap in my face. Oh. And got me in the right eye. And it was all going fine, and I thought, oh, it'll be okay. And then it started burning. And it started burning like someone put fresh chili in my eye. Oh. And I washed it out. It got worse. And so I rang up the Poisons Information Centre, who do a great job, just to ask them exactly what I should do. And they just said straight away, go to hospital. That's like one of the most toxic plants in the country.
Geez.
And so I went to hospital and provided them with a great deal of amusement and distraction from what they're otherwise dealing with, and they said if I'd left it, it could have made me go blind.
So I was
sort of lucky to escape with it. I got a corneal ulcer and a corneal burn out of it, but apart from that, it's all sort of healing up and almost entirely back to normal now.
So I love it. Now, Chris, you're saying basically don't do what you were doing. Stop doing gardening. Stop doing these things around the house. Exactly what you've done and gone and end up in hospital.
I know. But what a great demonstration of the fact that you should stay in your lane.
Like, well said, Chris. And
wear goggles, mate. You're supposed to wear glasses when you whippersnipple through.
Yes, gardening goggles is another great tip from Fev. Dr. Chris Brown, of course, later this year, The Living Room will be back. He's doing great work on the project. Thanks for checking in with us and stay safe. Stay out of the garden.
I will do. Thank you, guys. Nice to talk to you as always.
You're listening to edited highlights of Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. To get the whole show, subscribe to the Daily Catch-Up podcast, exclusive to the Fox app.
What's happening is, because people are now self-isolating and they're taking the direction to not leave the home unless they need to, these businesses are suffering and having to figure out ways to, I guess, make sales without having people visit the stores. But the flip side of this is there are people that are still going out, and it's hard to get that point across. And I think since the Monday, I think a lot of people have come on board, but I can even think last week, you know, I was having trouble keeping my parents home, and, yeah. and Mum will be listening, and she was going out every day, and I was saying, Mum, just stay home. What are you doing? Oh, it's fine. And now everybody's realizing it's not fine. Some people are still struggling to keep their family members at home and to take
Kaza
it seriously.
Kaza wanted to come and sleep over here, Boxy, for a couple of days.
Your mum?
Kaza rang on Sunday and said, oh, can I come stay till Wednesday?
Isolate.
No. No, you can't.
Kaz.
We're isolating.
Now, if you've got kids at the moment, particularly teenage kids that are staying home from school, what they need to know, and Premier Andrews was making it very clear, this is not going to be school holidays like you knew it. So kids don't just go and hang out at, you know, Westfield shopping centres and think that's okay. And we've got a mum on the line, Anne in Essendon, who's having trouble keeping her teenage son home. Are you there, Anne?
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Hi, Anne. Now tell us, what's the struggle like at the moment?
Oh, well, see, I called with this problem a couple of days ago when the rules weren't so severe, and my 20-year-old son still insists on going out and socialising with his friends, and they're different groups of friends each night. He still did it last night as well.
Where are they hanging out? Are they just going to someone's house and they're all getting together?
Yeah, they started the first night, like Monday night, they tried to hang out at our house and have drinks, and we put a stop to that pretty quickly. So the alternative was he just went out and hung out at their house. So I don't know if their parents let them in the house or let them hang out outside the front or whatever. And then each night, like, you know, I don't know, just driving around, getting in cars together. Last night it was a walk, you know, see, I'm going out for a walk with my mates. You're not. Stay home. But he's still out there.
Have you actually sat down and told him the severity of what's going on?
Yep. And he's
Have you shown him pictures of overseas, of what's happened in Spain and Italy?
Yeah, we even sent him a link of a young person in a hospital. You know, there are people who are streaming their stay at hospital and how bad they're feeling. And even if they're smokers, they're saying stay away from smokes. And because there's a few articles out there of young ones in Italy saying that, you know, this is not a joke. So, I'm sending him all that link. Yep.
Well, Annie, in Victoria, here in Melbourne, we have, I believe, a person in their 20s and a person in their 30s in ICU.
Yeah.
So that's another, you know, I think for the first month of this, a lot of young people were going, it's an old person's problem, not ours. Mm. No, there are young people in ICU battling to stay alive. But you know what, Anne, I see what you're up against, because this is also a rite of passage for young people. Oh, it won't be me. But that's like with speeding, you know, drink driving. Oh, it won't be me. We've just got another this is another problem that we've got to convince them.
You just wonder, Fief, that perhaps if Anne tried the ScoMo technique of just saying,
stop it.
Would that work? Just literally, I mean, he's like the school teacher kind of just saying, stop it.
Yep, even last night I was just so firm and really angry at the door while he was walking out. Like, how do you stop a 20-year-old to hold? Oh, well, I was almost feeling like locking him out.
Thank you, Anne, for sharing that. We feel you, and we hope that you get through to him. But and 131060, if anyone else is having trouble keeping people at home, because it's not just kids, sometimes it's your parents, sometimes it's your partner. It can be, if you're really dealing with self-isolation issues, give us a call.
John is. John was near the IGA there in Cranbourne West. He's on the line, guys.
Hey, John.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Good.
John, what's your experience?
Well, I didn't experience it. It was actually somebody else. We have like a group within our estate, and apparently there was a group of 20-ish or group of males, roughly about 20, and they were creating a bit of havoc within the estate. Even at the IGA.
Oh, no. And
wow.
Were the police called, John? Because that's the other thing at the moment. The police are under the pump.
Exactly. I think they were, but who knows whether they actually came or not.
Yeah, there we go. I mean,
well, this is the thing, you know, teenagers, we all know this. They're full of, you know, hormones, adrenaline, trying to keep them locked down.
They get bored.
It's quite difficult.
Well, the message is loud and clear. 131060 is our number. And we've actually got a lot of calls, so we might end up taking a few on the other side of this break with Fifi, Fev and Byron.
1019 The Fox.
Yeah, well, self-isolation can be tough, and I get that already. I've probably been in here without leaving for about 4 days, and cabin fever kicks in. You want an excuse to go out, and particularly with teenagers or even just getting through to some people that they can't go out or shouldn't is difficult. Now, we've got Ross in Mentone. Hi, Ross.
Hi, how you going, Kitty?
Yeah, good. Ross, are you struggling keeping someone inside?
I'm struggling keeping my 79-year-old grandfather inside.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ross, talk us through it. Does he understand the gravity of the situation?
I think he does. He has a cafe in Bentley, which he's keeping open for takeaway coffees, obviously. But, yeah, I'm messaging him every day. I'm calling him. I'm threatening him. I'm messaging him at night. He's got my grandma at home as well. But he's just not listening.
Is he not listening because he's older? Like, because he's 80, so he's like, oh, well.
Look, yeah, he's used the line, you know, we saw war, you know, I've seen worse things in this. I think as each day unfolds, he's understanding that, you know, getting worse, and it's not something to be taken lightly. But he's just got that old school mentality of, you know, work. He's a bit of a workaholic, and he's just not understanding that, you know, this can be deathly for him, and he needs to stay home, especially because he's got my grandma at home as well. And yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Ross. No. So it's the teenagers, but then it's everyone, really. But you've got the older people going, on now, I'll go out.
I'm so impressed by Dan Andrews at the moment. And yes, I said that. Now,
can you say that again?
I'm really impressed by Dan Andrews.
I never thought we'd hear you say that.
I thought when he said, if you leave the house, it could cost a life, really drove it home. And I think that's even when, you know, when you're trying to communicate that, for instance, Ross to his grandfather, if you leave the house, you could jeopardise the life of your wife. Like, that's what you're doing by doing that. Mm. And it really, those sort of strong words hit home. And Fev, if only the government had done that 2 weeks ago. Remember when ScoMo did his first phase, which was groups of 500 get together. And, you know, I know you won't mind me saying this, Byron, and even Leon, our executive producer, went to that festival with 1,500 people that weekend.
Well, he went to Golden Plains. I wasn't at Golden Plains, but it seemed okay, didn't it, for a lot of people?
You were even thinking it was an overreaction, Byron. And imagine that, though, Byron, 2 weeks ago, if the Prime Minister had gone, right, guys, no, stay home,
well,
this is serious.
Let's have a think about this for a minute. And I went, and I proudly went at the time. The women's T20 was only two and a half, 3 weeks ago. There was 86,000 people at the MCG. And I was inside of a corporate box with Bec Madden, having food with Bec Madden. And then suddenly I saw her in the news. Now, she has tested negative, but amongst all the Richard Wilkins stuff, Bec Madden was tested and it was all considered very serious. I was just casually having lunch with Bec Madden, watching the cricket with nearly 90,000 people.
Yeah, well, I just think the government were far too casual.
I was too casual. Well, I feel bad.
If you guys listened to me just once, just once in our lifetime, I've been working there for 4 years, no one listens.
No,
I told
don't.
You guys 2 months ago.
You did, actually.
Everyone lock it down. And this is going to be an absolute pandemic. And you all went,
so that's irresponsible.
No, I didn't. I was with you.
Okay.
Two months ago.
Quickly, guys, Anna in Cranbourne is on the line.
Anna, how are you going at the moment with lockdown?
I'm going good. As I work in a medical centre, I do still have to go to work. But yeah, the amount of people that we've had come in for things like referrals for physio or referrals for podiatry when they should really be at home, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, sore foot probably, guys. A sore foot at the moment. Is that a priority? I mean,
that's a great message, though, Anna, to give people. Because even I had a chat with my dad yesterday. Now, he has to go to the dentist next week, and he needs to do that. But he had a physio appointment, and I was even saying, Dad, how badly do you need to see the physio? Like, which one can you not go to?
Mm.
And I think people need to start thinking about that. What can you do without, and what is essential?
Thanks for all the calls
here. And don't boxy.
25, fair, please.
I've got heaps of it.
No, okay. I know you do.
Here's where directed.
Metricon, the easy way at Mandalay with 5% deposit and no repayments until completed. Conditions apply.